Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Tes Zayin in Maseches Gittin. I'm Zelcha once again to learn this with you from the Nazir room in Netiv Aryeh with some Talmidim Yikarim. And we are going to be discussing today's daf, the application of Rav Chisda. Now, I have to confess, yesterday was one of the worst Daf Yomi shiurs that we've had in the last while, in the sense that Rav Chisda was really difficult, and I didn't explain well, in my opinion, I hope not in your opinion, but in my opinion, I didn't explain well the position of Rav Chisda on the bottom of Tes Vav Amid Aleph. So what I'm going to do, Be'ezer Hashem, is do a rewind a little bit, a slight rewind. I will not read over the Shakla V'Tari on the bottom of Tes Vav Amid Aleph, but I will summarize briefly the discussion of Gemara and Tes Vav Amid Aleph of Rav Chisda's unique shita in regards to if one person says Befanai Nechtam, and then two people say that we recognize the Chasimas Haget and make reference to the Shakla V'Tari of the Gemara. And then we will see that the Gemara quotes Rav Chisda having a similar type of position, because Rav Chisda made an argument. Rav Chisda said that if you are bringing a get, you have to choose how you're processing the get. Take a look. Rav Chisda is four lines from the bottom of Tes Vav Amid Aleph. He says, O kulo b'kiyum haget, o kulo b'takanas chacham. Then what follows is a very difficult Gemara. Those words, O kulo b'get, o b'takanas chacham, mean the following. You could either choose to verify the chasimos by saying b'fayin nechtam, or you could follow, which is takanas chacham, or you could follow kiyum haget. Now, we are going to discuss on the bottom of Tes Vav Amid Beis, going to Tes Zayin Amid Aleph, other instances in entirely different areas of halacha. Mikvos, Natil Zidayim, we're going to have some very interesting shailas of Natil Zidayim and Mikvos, where we have also Rav Chisda seeming to say that you either use this halachic mechanic or that halachic mechanic. You can't use both. In Hilchos Gittin, Rav Chisda said you can't have one aid saying Befanai Nechtam Ruvain signature, and then two aidim coming along and saying we recognize Shimon's signature. That was Rav Chisda's chiddush, and we'll have other examples to that. Then on the bottom of Tes Zayin Amid Aleph, we're going to go back to the Mishnah where the Mishnah says it's possible. One person says Befanai Nechtam, another person says Befanai Nechtam, and then we're going to get into some very heavy Shakla V'Tarya back into the sugya of a fine nechtam on Tes Zayin Amid Beis. I did say that we would review the position of Rav Chisda as we pick up from Amar Rav Chisda 10 lines from the bottom on Tes Vav Amid Beis. 6 lines from the bottom on Tes Vav Amid Aleph. Yesterday we had learned the following chidush of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda had said that the halacha is that if two people testify on Ruvain's signature and the shliach testifies on Shimon's signature on the bottom of the get, that's going to be possible because O kulo b'kiyum haget, O kulo b'takanas chachamim. Rava, however, challenged Rav Chisda's halacha because Rava claimed that we don't have that in the Mishnah on Tes Vav Amid Aleph. In other words, Rava says that the most chamur case that we have, the time that we are the most machmir and say that a shliach can't do one thing and rely on the chasimos of somebody else, says Rava, is a very particular case and doesn't include the case of Rav Chisda. And that is that Rava says that what happens if the shliach, as Rava describes on the top line of Tes Vav Amid Beis, the shliach testifies that he recognizes Ruvain's signature, and somebody else testifies that Shimon's signature is okay. That's different than Rav Chisda's shir. You remember yesterday we said Rav Chisda said in a shir by itself. And Rava says that's the furthermost instance that the Mishnah says it's possible. But Rav Chisda's chiddush, that even if you have two edim saying that Shimon's signature is okay, and Ruvain signature, the shliach says, okay, that we never see in the Mishnah that's going to be possible. Then we had also another explanation of the Mishnah, which was Rav Ashi, but both of them, at the end of the day, don't go as far as Rav Chisda's psul, to which the Gemara says that Rav Chisda is going to be wrong. And then the Gemara concludes, no. Rav Chisda will say that even though the Mishnah says a more lenient case, nevertheless Rav Chisda says, lozu afzu. Not only is a case, let's say Rava's case, where two people are making a statement about the Chasimos. One is saying that Bethonai Nechtam, and then someone else is saying on Shimon's signature, I know for sure it's Shimon's signature. Not only that is possible, but even if two people recognize Shimon's signatures, and Reuven's signature, the Shliach says, I recognize, both of those cases are going to be possible. That's what the Gemara said, lo zu afsu, according to Rav Chisda, and the Gemara concludes that that is the halacha according to Rav Chisda, and that could be fit back into our Mishnah. Now, that was yesterday's daf. Today's daf, which we're beginning 11 lines from the bottom of Tezvav Amabez, is seeing another instance where Rav Chisda says, ozu afzu. Just like we learned that Rav Chisda said, either you have kiyum chasimos, where you have two edim testifying that we recognize Reuven Shimon's signatures, and you can't mix and match and have one shliach say, I recognize Reuven's signatures, and two people say, I recognize Shimon's signatures. We also have this in different areas of Allah as well. Now we begin today's daf. Amar Chizda, Gidud Chamisha, Umechitza Chamisha. This is Hilcha Shabbos. And that is, we know in Hilcha Shabbos, that something is called a Rishus HaYachid when it has a Mechitza of 10 Tvachim. If you make a pit, it's 5 tvachim deep, and then you take the dirt and you make a gidud around the hole. That means you have, in this case, 5 tvachim of dirt and then 5 tvachim of hole. So I might think that's also Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, someone who throws from a Rishus HaRabim into that hole, he's bichayiv from throwing from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Zot the Heligir Rav Chisda, Am Rav Chisda, Gidu, Chamisha Mechitza, Chamisha, Eimet Starfin. They don't join together. Achie, Oikula be Mechitza, Oikula be Dud. Either you have everything using Mechitzos, or you have them a pile of dirt. So a pile of dirt can pile up for 10 tvachim and can be a mechitza, but you can't combine. Darish Mureimar, Gidu Chamisha Mechitza, Chamisha Mitzarfin, Vilchasa Mitzarfin. This is another example where Rav Chisda says, either you're going to use this or you're going to use that, and we paskin, not like Rav Chisda. Boy Ilfa, Ilfa had the following shaila. Now we go to another instance of Chatzoim. And here we get into Ilchas Netilas Yadayim. If you have Yodayim Taharos Lechatzon, O Ein Taharos Lechatzon. Ilfa asked the following shayla. By the way, Ilfa is a very, very prominent and fascinating figure in Chazal. Ilfa, Chaim referred to as the ultimate Balabas. Ilfa is someone who had learned in yeshiva and had gone out to earn a living. People didn't notice it. They didn't sing Yame Alime Melech Toysef Shnasev Chol Davidar. But Ilfa was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, as described other places in Chazal. So this is presumably the same Ilfa. Yadayim Torah Slechatzon. He asked a brilliant shayla. Do we say that when it comes to Ilchos Netilas Yadayim, they could be tar when it's halfway, or ein tar slechatzon, or not tar halfway? The Gemara will tell us, right now it's not clear what Ilfa Shaila is. He was so brilliant, a lot of times it wasn't clear what he meant. So the Gemara needed to process what he meant. Hey chidani, ilem de kamashi be trei miravias. If you're washing both hands from a revias, and the Shaila is, could you use one revias of water? We know you need a revias for Netilas Yadayim for two hands. Vatanat? But says the Gemara, that can't be what Ilfa's is Shaila. Ilfa knew all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. And Merevius, not only Yadayim Echad, Vafilu Shnayim, it's Beferish Mishnah Yadayim. It's towards the beginning of Yadayim. Yeah, it's Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, the Masoros Hashas tells us. That the halacha is that you could use Revius for two hands. So that can't be Ilfa's Shaila. Ve'ela de kamashi chode chode yode. But rather, the Shaila was like this, that he wanted to know if he could use a chada chada, one by one. What does that mean, one by one? He was washing one hand and then the second hand. That's different than the case in Yadayim. The case in Yadayim is that he sticks two hands under one revius of water. But what happens if he uses one revius something along the lines of a half a revius for one hand and a half a revius for the other hand. Vatnan, that also is the Beferish Mishnah. Five lines from the bottom to the Zvavan base. Hanotu yado achas binitila, v'achas b'shtifa yado of taras. The halacha is that if you want to use nitilas yadayim and do one hand with nitila, in other words, you pour water on top of it, and the other hand you put into the mikvah, so that's going to be tar, then that's not going to be a problem. Even though you didn't do it bebas achas. So what do we see? We see that even though you don't do it bebas achas, it's not a problem. Ve'ela, so what's the suffix of ilfa? The kamashi palga palga the other. That he washed half of the hand at a time. He washed half a hand at a time. Va'amri, that's really a shaila, asked the Gemara. Dvei Rabbi Yane, yodayim ein taras lechatzon. Rabbi Yane taught us that doesn't work. That you can't wash half of a hand at a time. So what exactly was Ilfa's shaila? If he was using one revius for both hands, that we already learned is okay. If you're going to say he's washing a half a hand at a time with a half a revius, that we learned is also not good. So Lo Tzricha says in Gemara, Di'ika Mashke Tofech, that there was a little bit of water that was left on the hand. In other words, he washed half of his hand. He then had a little bit of water left on one half of the hand, and then he washes the other hand, the other half of the hand. Asks the Gemara, "V'chi ika mashke tafeach mayhave?" And what are you going to say that if they have a little bit of water, it's going to change a shaila? Vatnan. But didn't we learn in taharis? Hanitzik v'hatkatafris umashke tofeach ein achibur lo letumah v'lo letara. If you have a little bit of water and something else comes in contact with it, that's not enough to make it connected. Connected for what? Let's take a look at Rashi in the second line. Ein achibur letumah kigon ha-ma'arim iklitar leklitamim. If someone pours from a kli which is tar to a kli tamim, v'nitzak ha-kiluach mechaber mashkin shnei kelim ein achibur letamei mashkin el yodim. You might have, when I was little, I used to wonder about this shayla. I wonder if anybody else when he was little wondered about this. What happens if you have water that's being poured from a Torah kli to a tamei kli? Now, when the moment you're pouring, the flow of water actually has both utensils attached. If you freeze frame, you take a picture, there's a moment in which there's a flow of water which has the upper utensil connected to lower utensil. So the Mishnah and Taharis address that question. And that is, the Mishnah says it's not considered a chibur. In other words, it doesn't make the water, let's say the water in the lower utensil is tameh. By the way, in Hilchos Shabbos, this comes up in terms of pouring. Do we consider when you pour from something as being part of the original utensil? We know Kli Rishon is Mevashel. So do we say Irui Kli Rishon is Mevashel? So that's a fascinating question in Hilchos Shabbos. There are different Shitas HaRishonim. So that's a parallel in Hilchos Shabbos. Mirtz Hashem, we won't only know this in Hilchos Shabbos. One day we'll also know this because of Tumah V'Tahara. Here in Yerushalayim, every single thing is going to be Halacha L'maisa. Tumah V'Tahara, can you imagine making a Cheshbon over here? Which was Tumah, which came from Beit Shemesh, which came from New York, and which came from this? And who handled every single Kli? Can you imagine? It's going to be amazing. So anyhow, so the halachos of Tumah V'Tahara are such that you might have to make a cheshbon what utensil it came in contact with. So here we have a Mishnah in Taharos that says, even though, let's say, the top utensil was Tameh, and it's pouring into a lower utensil, which is Tar, it's not considered a chibur. Ain't a chibur lo Tumah v'lo Taharos. So what do you see? You see that a little bit of moisture doesn't make it as if it's combined. If it makes it's not combined, so then it's a davar pashut. You can't wash a half a hand separately from the other half of the hand. Each one, the entire hand, has to be washed simultaneously. Says the Gemara, Lo tzricha di'ika tofeach la'atpiach. This is an important klal. It's actually used again in Hilchos Shabbos as well. And that is, tofeach al menas la'atpiach. Tofeach la'atpiach means that there's enough moisture, not only is that it's wet, but rather that if it would be pressed against something else, that would make something else wet as well. It's so saturated that it'll make something else wet. So then we have a shaila. Half of the hand is really still wet, and it's barely been dry, to the point it's tofeach lehatpiach. that if you would put it against something else, then that item would also become wet. So maybe now it's considered as if you're washing the hand, because the first half of the hand is still so wet. So it says, that we also learned. If it's so wet, then it's considered a chibur in regards to halachos that we had discussed above. So says the Gemara, Dilma le'inyin mikvos v'reb Yehudahi. Maybe, when it comes to this halacha of tofeach le'atfiach, maybe it's a unique halacha in regards to mikvah. In other words, according to Reb Yehuda, there's a unique halacha in regards to mikvah. This not. We learned in the Mishnah, another shayla that you might have thought of when you go to the mikvah. Mikvah she'yesh bo arboim sa'ara mechuvanos. I remember, I like thinking about it, as I walk, you know, you feel a certain sense of tahara when you come out of the mikvah. So I always think, as I'm walking out of the mikvah, what's the moment in which I become tahar? What's the moment that you become tahar? Fascinating shayla. What's the moment that a person, when he's in the mikvah, when he comes out of the mikvah, v'chule v'chule. So, a similar type of question is, mikvah sheyesh b'arbam sal mechuvanos. If the mikvah has exactly 40 sa, v'yardu shnayim v'tovel, and two people went into the mikvah and they were tovel, shnayim b'bas achas, so they do it simultaneously, tahorim, they're tar. B'zachar zeh. But what happens, Reuven goes in, Reuven's coming out, Shimon goes in, so then you got a problem, because it can't be that there isn't a little bit of water on Reuven. And if the mikvah was exactly 40 sa, which is this minimum shear for the mikvah, so what will come out is, Rishon tar vasheni tame, the first one's tar, the second one's tame. Rabbi Yehuda has an interesting shita. Rabbi Yehuda omerim hayu regalav shel Rishon, no goes b'mayim afasheni tar. As long as Reuven is still, has his foot in the mikvah, every single bit of water, even the one that's sitting on the tip of his nose, is also considered attached to the mikvah. So hence, the Gemara says that tofeach lahatpiach, we have a shaila that maybe in regards to mikvos, we want to ask according to Reb Yehuda. In other words, maybe when it comes to the halacha that we say that it's considered chibur, says Rashi, about 10 lines before the wide. Dilma, this that we learned, hadiktani chibur, that this we learned that tofeach latpiach is a chibur, is only because of Shitas Reb Yehuda. The reason why tofeach latpiach is a chibur is because of Reb Yehuda. What's Reb Yehuda's Shita? So Reb Yehuda says Rashi, le'inyi mikvos, Reb Yehuda yimishum good achis. Any of the water is considered going down. So it goes down. If the person's toes are in the mikvah, so then any water that's on top of him is considered down in the mikvah as well. So maybe over there, when it comes to halachos of mikvos, and when it comes to two utensils, one on top of the other, so then we say good achis, we consider it on the bottom. It's always considered connected. But who says in Ilchos Yitilas Yadayim, we're going to say that once there's enough moisture that's tofech latpiach, then we automatically we consider as if the hand is still wet. So therefore, the Gemara says, Ilfa has a good shayla. And we mentioned Ilfa was such a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Even though he's a balabas, in some ways Chazal were critical of him. He left the Beis Medrash, even though he's a genius. At the end of the day, we don't necessarily perceive the most brilliant people as being the biggest Talmidei Chachamim. So that is a complicated story which we have to discuss in regards to Ilfa in a different context. However, nevertheless, this is a brilliant shaila of Ilfa. Now, we just mentioned the shaila is brilliant. What is the halacha? Halacha lemaisa. What would the halacha be if you had half of the hand that's wet, but the other hand is not wet? Do you need to, let's say you're washing your hands, okay? And the water only went on half of your hand. And half of your hand is wet. Do you now have to dry your hand again? Because you need to wash all the hand of Basachas. Or do you say, since it's so wet, that's tofeach latpiach, it's no problem, it's considered as if you did it b'basachas when you do the other half of the hand as well. So that's a fascinating shaila. So the Rambam, in Hilchos Mikvos, in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin, Paskins, that Once it's tofeach hamenas latpiach, it's fine. It's an exception to the rule that you have to wash your hand at one time. And the Kesef Mishnah is quoted here in the Masifta Gemara is commenting that the source of the Rambam is the following. That even though the Gemara kvetched and said that maybe the raya that we had from Tofeach HaMenas Latpiach is only within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that's halacha good achis, and maybe it doesn't apply to the Tzidayim. Okay, that was a dechia, says the Kesef Mishnah. But originally the Gemara thought that it was a raya, and the Rambam thought it was a good raya, and the Rambam thought that the dechia of the Gemara was just a dechia. The Gemara doesn't say it's wrong. The Gemara just says maybe it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it could very well be that, according to Rambam, the halacha is going to be this way. However, the Tur paskins ein netila lichatzoin, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, that lichatzila one could be makel. However, the Magen Avraham paskins that's only bidiyeved, lichatzila one should be machmir. So if you're in a case where, let's say Yosef's going to the army, so if there's an instance where there isn't a lot of water around, so then in such a case, it could be if it's a bidyevet situation and there's enough water on part of the hand that you could wash the other part of the hand, bidyevet, that should be done. Otherwise, the hand should be washed again and that everything would be taken care of. Oh, we did halacha. Now we could say halacha from the daily daf. Usually we do it in the end of this year, but I got so excited. Okay. All right. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Gemara continues seven lines from the top. All right. That was dessert. And now there'll be a couple nice fun things, and then we're going to get into again murderous skit and stuff. So, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. No, this will be easier than Rechizda. This will be easier than yesterday's. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Hare Amru. Haba roishoy veru boy b'mayim shumim. But that's why, like Yitzchak was saying, that's why daf yom is geshmak. You know, I have to put it in perspective. You're learning in yeshiva gittin. Don't fool yourself that you know gittin from daf yomi. That for sure you can't fool yourself. But look, there's beautiful geshmaki ideas that you get from daf yomi. You just can't fool yourself that you know it. If you do five or six chazars, then you could try to convince yourself that you know it. But otherwise, don't even fool yourself. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hare Amru, Haba roish veru boy b'mayim shuvim. Vitar shenafla al rosh of rubo shloshaluga maim shuvim tami. This is another gishmaki idea, Yitzchak. What's this idea? That's the following. Once upon a time, Chazal made a gzera. It's one of the famous 18 gzeras that my talmidim from the Daf Yomi for 3 years ago, Baruch Hashem. It's now been 3 years that we've learned together. 3 years ago, we learned in Masechet Shabbos that there were 18 gzeras that Chazal had made. It's described in the first parak of Shabbos. One of the 18 gezeiros, most of them have to do with the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara. One of these halachas is the following. The Mayim Sh'uvim makes a person tummy. Why? So Rashi explains, take a look at Rashi, second white line. Perakam Nesech HaShabbos and Farish, my time of Gazrola, Lefi Sh'ayilem Ma'oros Sruchim L'Tvila. What happened in those days, Rashi says, in those days, the mikvahs weren't clean. I don't know. The mikvahs were a little cleaner in Rashi's days than they are today, huh? Here Rashi says, in those days, they had dirty mikvahs. It could be the definition of what qualifies as dirty. So in those days, they had dirty mikvahs, l'tfila. Ula'achar tfila, and after people go to the mikvah, yirochtzim b'shuvim. They would go to the shower. Common people to this day still do that, right? They go to the mikveh, then they go to the shower. Why? Because they're uncomfortable for every reason with the mikveh water. V'eschilu lomar, then they made a gzera. Lo elu mitarin, ela elu mitarin. V'gazru alein. They have to publicize to everybody that this, so some people started just going to the showers because they didn't know the difference. So they made a big pronouncement. No, don't think the shower is mitar. That's mayim she'uvim. That's possible. But rather mikveh. The Gozralain. Vishuv. And then they made another gzera. Gozral Tarsh Nafalov Shoshimung Misham Dilo Halakaimaha. You know what happened? They saw people weren't listening. So you know what they said? If you go to the shower afterwards, you're gonna be tummy. So they knocked out going to the showers. So now you are stuck. You have to go to the mikvah Maim Sruchen. Oh. So it comes along Rabbi Yirmiyah after the gzera. After the gzera. Haba Roish, by the way, I have a halacha from the Daily Daf. 3 years ago, what happened to that gzera b'zman hazeh? Does that still apply? Could you go to the shower after mikveh? Everybody thinks he can. You probably can. But Ayin Shon, Masechet Shabbos, 3 years ago, we have halacha from the Daily Daf about that. Nachzor l'inyanenu. Habarosh haviruba mayim she'uvim, v'tar shenafu harosh haviruba shosh magim she'uvim tamei. So that's the halacha. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, so Rabbi Yirmiyah says, now that gzeira, that a shower makes you tamei, chetzio bebiya v'chetzim v'nefila mayim. What happens if what you did was, you went into a bath? In those days, what was a bath? It was a big vat that would pour in into water into a vat. What happens if you had part of the mayim shuvim in a kli after you went to the mikvah, and part of it fell on you? In other words, a lug and a half you used for a shower, and you did a lug and a half in a bath. Is that also going to make you tameh? So maybe that's what they were doing. Someone figured out, I have a way to take a shower after the mikvah without falling into the gzeira. I'll do one half lugim of this and one half lugim of that. So that was a shaila. What does the Gemara say? Tishbi tarz kushis vabais. Amar av papa, hare amru, another halacha. So again, what does that have to do with Sechus Gittin? Let's just remind ourselves. Because Rav Chisda had said, Ozeh. So now we have similar type of questions. Are you allowed to have Netilas Yadayim Zeh v'zeh? Are you allowed to have Mayim Shuvim Zev Zeh? Similar type of questions that we had before. First one was Rav Chisda himself, and now we're just running through Shas. Amar Papa Rei Amru Bal Keri Chola. If somebody was a Bal Keri, who's a Chola, Shenasnu Olav Tishikam, it was too cold for him to go to a mikvah. The Gemara tells us that Ezra was Misakin, that anybody who's a Bal Keri can't learn Torah. The Gemara also describes that he repealed the Takana. So, but originally there was a Takana at the time of Ezra, anybody who was a Baal Keri couldn't learn Torah. What happens if he's sick? So he doesn't want to go to the cold mikvah, but he preferred to have Tishu Kavim Mayim. He preferred to have 9 Kavim poured on him. So by the way, there is a discussion, even Bizman Hazeh, I think we also have Halacha from the Daily Daf somewhere in the archives over there, that what happens about Bizman Hazeh, maybe there's an inyan for a person to take a shower of Tisha Kavim, because it could be that Bidieved, that even though Lechatchil Ezra was Mesakin in Mikvah, Bidieved Tisha Kavim works as well. So that's a shower of Tisha Kavim. So you just have to calculate how much Tisha Kavim is. So what's Halacha? Sure enough, it works. Tar. In the time of Ezra, it would be enough to allow him to learn Torah. So Boy Rapapa, so Rapapa now had the inverse Shaila. Previously was the Gzeira of Mayim Shuvim that makes a person tame after he goes to the mikvah. Now we have Tahara from Keri. What happens if he does 4.5 kavim of Mayim Shuvim in a kli, and four and a half poured on him? So, or not in a kli, even more precisely, he goes to the mikvah and he does 4.5. But he wants to go to a small mikvah. The big mikvahs are going to get him sick. He wants to go to a small mikvah, maybe something almost as small as a bathtub. So he does it that 4.5 kuvim. And then he has 4.5 shu'uvim. So that's going to be a shy love take. Utishbi tarts kushis barts. Mark continued, says I am off 3 lines from the bottom. We learn in our Mishnah, Echonim b'fanei nechtam, Echonim b'fanei nechtam, the halacha is that if one person says, is a shliach, and he says, I know it was written l'shma, and another one says, I know it was signed appropriately, it's possible. Amar v'shmo amar v'yuda, amar b'yechna. Now the Gemara is going to say, have two different opinions. We're going to have two different opinions, which is going to be our discussion for the rest of the daf. And that is, what happens if the amira of the b'fanei nechtav was problematic? For example, the shliach didn't say everything b'fanei nechtav. He said one b'fanei nechtav and not somebody else b'fanei nechtav. So we learn it's possible. But what happens if two people are bringing the get? So they say an amira that's inappropriate. The fact that there are two people who are like Edim, does that make now the get kosher? And despite the fact that the amira b'fanei nechtav was possible for any of the above mentioned reasons that we have in the Mishnayos in the beginning of the second parak on Yudalid Amid Aleph, right? Yudalid Amid Aleph, we had it. So then, and even though it has all of those psulim, Tezvav Amid Aleph, it has all those psulim on Tezvav Amid Aleph, nevertheless, the get could be kosher if two people are bringing the get. That's going to be a big discussion in the rest of our daf. When did we say in our mission that the get's going to be possible is when two people are not bringing it. I will get yotzei mitachas yidei shneihem kosher. But if two people are bringing it, then it's kosher. Points out the Gemara, the obvious chiddush, alma kasavar. So we see from here, shneim sheviu get dinas hayom. Two people are bringing a get from dinas hayom. Ain't tzrichin shiyom b'faneinu nechtav, faneinu nechtam. They don't have to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. So that's going to be one opinion. We're going to have what's going to be called a lishna achrina. There's going to be a second opinion in the Gemara that's going to disagree. And that opinion is going to say, even if two people bring it, you have to say b'fanei nechtam. First, we're going to analyze the Gemara from the perspective of the first Lashon, and then, of course, we'll get to the second Lashon. Amalei Abaye, Abaye asks, Elameata. But if that's going to be true, then what emerges is, Seifa, we had in the Seifa, the Ketanin Shteim, Amre b'fanei nechtam, v'echadam b'fanei nechtam, Pasul, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. We had a machlokis at the end of the mission on the bottom of Tesvav Amin Aleph. If you have two people say b'fanei nechtam, one says b'fanei nechtam, it's possible. Rabbi Yehuda says kosher. We should do, says Abaye. Time of the ain't get yotzei nechtam today. Shneim. That's only because two people aren't bringing the get. Ha'get yotzei nechtam today. Shneim. But if two people are bringing the get, machshiri rabbanan, then the rabban would say it's kosher. Amalei. So they responded to him. Who's the one who respond to Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda and send the name of Rav Yochanan? So Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda responds to Abaye in. Yes, that's true. Continues Abaye, v'chi ein get yotzei mitachas yedei shneihem b'may pligi. So you're going to say that in this case the only time it's possible according to Rabban is because two people aren't bringing it. And if one person is bringing it, what's going to be the machlokis, clarifies Abaye. So he explains, Rav Shmuel explains, mar savar Gazrina Dilma Asil Khlufe Bikim Stars the Alma Beid Echad Umar Savar Lo Gazrinan. The machlokis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is going to be the following Shaila. What happens if you have two people say b'fanei nechtav and one person say b'fanei nechtam? The opinion of the Rabbanan is that once somebody else is saying b'fanei nechtam, then you're going to come to think that all you have to do to ever verify a shtar is have one aide say, I know the signatures. And that's not true. Maseches Ksubis, we say that you need two aidim to verify the signatures. We discussed in the beginning of the first parak that get is different. Now, I might have thought that people are going to get confused and think get is the same thing as kiyum shtaros. If there one shliach is saying both b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam, so then people aren't going to get confused. They'll know this is totally different than kiyum shtaros. By kiyum shtaros, you don't need to say b'fanei nechtav. You only have to say b'fanei nechtam, or you only have to verify the signatures. But once you have one group saying b'fanei nechtav and another group b'fanei nechtam, then we're afraid they're going to get confused with kiyum shtaros. Period. That's the explanation of the Mishnah according to the first Lashon that says that if two people bring a get, there's no need for b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. Put a big period. Lishna achrina. Now we have another opinion. Amri lei Amrav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amrav Yehchanan. That was quoted from Shmuel Amrav Yehuda name of Yehchanan. A different position. Afil get yotzei mitachas yedei shneihem pasul. Even if the get comes from under the hand of two people, still the halacha is you need to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Alma kasavar. So what do we see? That the halacha of the Mishnah doesn't change. All the psulim of the Mishnah don't change. If two people are bringing get, and that must be because kasavar is of the opinion shnayim sheviu get medina sayam tzrichim shiyomer b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Even if two bring a get, they need to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Amalei Abaye. So according to this version, Abaye comes back and he asks the same question, but in a different direction. He's no longer asking according to those who say that you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, if two people bring it, but the other way. He's asking according to those who say you do have to. Ela me'ata, same question. Say for the k'tani shneim, om b'fanei nechtam, v'echad om b'fanei nechtam, pasul v'reb yudah machshir. It's pasul according to Rabbanan. Afilu get yotzei tachas yedei shneihem pasul Rabbanan. Are you going to say that even if two people are bringing Asa Abaye to Rav Shmuel, are you going to say it's pasul? Amar lei in. And that's what he said. He said, yes, that's correct. That Rav Shmuel send the name of Rav Yochanan. That's correct. It's going to be pasul. B'maykam iflegi Asa Abaye. So what's the machlokis? Mar savar. So Rav Shmuel explained, one opinion holds of fisha ein bikin l'shma, that the reason why the halach is if two people bring it, you have to say fanechta, is because people are not baki l'shma. Umar savar l'fisha ein eidim mitzuyin l'kaimo. However, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that once you have two people say b'fanei nechtav, and one say b'fanei nechtav, it's going to be kosher. Why? Because you have Eidim Mitsuyin Lekaima. Let us explain what we mean. Rabbi Yehuda, explains the Gemara, is going to be of the opinion that the halacha is that get is kosher, because what do you got? You have two Eidim that testified that the get was written l'shma. Once two Eidim testify the get is written l'shma, then that's fine. Then that's fine. What else are you concerned about? However, in this case, only one person said b'fanei nechtam. If one person said b'fanei nechtam, so then there's a chshash. There's a chshash that there isn't going to be Eidim mitzuyin l'kaima. Let's take a look at Rashi. B'may pligi. Rashi says, "B'may pli klomer Rabbi Yehuda amay achshe." Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's kosher? Tana kama sarah l'fi she'em b'kin l'shma. Hilkach shneim sheviu get tzrichin lomar. Vahani lo klom amru kedamru. The Tana kama says they got to say, and they didn't say anything. Rabbi Yehuda saw fi she'em mitzuyin l'kaimo. Whoopsie! I just started reading the wrong Rashi. I started reading the second b'may pligi. We need the first b'may pligi. So the Gemara says, go back up in Rashi. Go back up in Rashi. B'may pligi. Ho ve'echa mevi'a. One person is bringing. V'u lo amar kitingu chachamim. Amayka makshir Rabbi Yehuda. Why is Rabbi Yehuda makshir? I think our confusion was, Chaim just pointed out, that the girsa of the Gemara is b'may kamifligi, but Rashi's girsa is b'may pligi, and it's actually the second one. So let's start again. So b'may pligi. What's the machlokis? Let's see Rashi. Klomer Rabbi Yehuda my achshir. Why is Rabbi Yehuda machshir? So Gemara explains that the machlokis between the Chacham and the Tanakama is going to be Ein Bekin L'shma versus Ein Eidim L'tzuyin L'kaimo, and exactly the machlokis is not going to be clear until we go further on in the Gemara. But let's see Rashi. Tanakama Safi Shei Bekin L'shma Hilkach Shnaim Sheviu Get. Two people bringing Get Tzrichin Lomar. They have to say Vahani lo klum amru kida amrin. And these two people didn't say anything. Why? Because they didn't say both b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtav. Rabbi Yehuda saw v'shem tzrichin hilchach shnayim sheviu get ain't tzrichin lomar v'lo ichpaslam. But Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't care about the fact that the shliach didn't say both b'fanei nechtav v'fanei nechtav, because you have two people here, and all you need is two people to verify the signature. So just like we saw on Beis on a Beis, that once you have two people available to verify the signatures, there's no need to say b'fanei nechtav v'fanei nechtav. So if these two people say the wrong b'fanei nechtav v'fanei nechtav, what does it mean the wrong b'fanei nechtav v'fanei nechtav? That they don't say both b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtav, so their amira was possible, but at the end of the day, they're around for it to be kosher. So the Gemara is going to explain that. The Gemara says as follows. Mar sav al fi shem kin shma, var sav fi shem tzun kaima. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no problem because two people brought the get. And it was Rabbi Yehuda who says it's kosher. Ask the Gemara, Lema de Rabba v'Rava Tanoi. So what now seems to come out is that Rabba and Rava are arguing about Machlokas Tanoi. Says the Gemara, lo, Rava metaretz klishna kama. Rava will answer like the lishna kama. Rashi explains that in a case of where the get is not yotze mitachas yidei shneim, so then in such a case you're going to need the amira. V'rabba amalecha, and in this case they didn't have an appropriate amira. And Rabba will say to you, dekula amo bina l'shma. Everybody else, you need l'shma. If you need l'shma, so then why is it that if they don't have a good amira, that you have two people saying b'faneinu nechtav and one saying b'faneinu nechtav, it's going to be kosher. We're talking about after they learned lishma. We come back to the same yisod that we had on daf hey amid aleph. As the Gemara explained on hey amid aleph, that we were machmir just as a chumrah, that you need b'fanei nechtav, having one person say it, because we're afraid that people are going to forget about lishma again. And that kamiflagi, that's a machlokis of whether we're chosh Hashem yachzadav l'kagula. The marasav gazrinan, one opinion is that we do make the gzera, umarasav lo gazlinan, and one opinion is that we don't make the gzera. asks, okay, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that we don't make the gzera, and the Rabbanan say we do make the gzera. Ask the Marv Liflog Nam Rabbi Yehuda Bereisha. If that's so, so Rabbi Yehuda should also say the cases of Amira Psula in the Reisha should also be kasha, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that we don't make the gzera of Lacha Shalomdu. So even though the original cases in the Mishnah were cases where the Amira was not kosher. For example, explains Rashi five lines from the bottom, is where one shliach says b'fanai nechtav, and the other says b'fanai nechtam. So why is it that Rabbi Yehuda is not machshir over there? Now that we got through saying that Rabbi Yehuda's only problem is that there's no need for Amira Ksheira, because we're talking about Lachar Shalomdu, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't make the Gzera. As is a Gemara, Itmar Lo, Amar Ula, Cholaka Rabbi Yehuda Af Barishona, that you're right! Ula has said that not only does Rabbi Yehuda disagree in the Reisha, the Seifa, he says it's kosher, he also says that the Reisha is kosher as well. Masa Rav Hoshea Lu'ula, Rav Hoshea said, you're right? Are you right, Ula? That Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in the Reisha, Rabbi Yehuda machshir bezu, v'lo b'acheres. We had a tradition that says Rabbi Yehuda is only machshir in the case where two Eidim say b'faneinu nechtav and one says b'faneinu nechtav. However, if one Eid says b'faneinu nechtav and the other says b'faneinu nechtav, it's going to be possible. My love, the miute echaram b'fan nechtam, echaram b'fan nechtam. Says Gemara, lo, the miute b'fan nechtam, avol lo b'fan nechtam. The nechtav. Rabbi Yehuda would say it's kosher if one eight says b'fan nechtam and the other says b'fan nechtam. However, Rabbi Yehuda is posel in a case of where one eight says b'fanei nechtam, and no one says b'fanei nechtam. Sakadai tachamina hovelo gazer Rabbi Yehuda gzeira shem yachzavel kekulo dumasa chlufei b'kiim shtaris ba'alma be'edecha nami lo gazer. I would have said that maybe Rabbi Yehuda says as long as you say b'fanei nechtam, that's fine. Because what do you know? You know that the signatures are fine. So then why else do you need to say b'fanei nechtam? And there's no concern of lishma, because we're talking about lachar shalomdu. Nevertheless, we make a gzeira. What a gzeira is, if you're going to allow b'fanai nechtam alone, then people are going to think that kiyum shtaros is going to be kosher with one eid. Because as we mentioned previously, that we're always concerned that if you're only going to say b'fanai nechtam, people are going to think that that's get is no different than being mekayim a regular shtar. And being mekayim a regular shtar needs two. The fact that by get we're making on b'fanai nechtam is a kula when it comes to gittin. So then, in such a case, nami lo gazer. I might have said that you don't make the gzera either, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kamash malan, but Rabbi Yehuda does make the gzera. Rabbi Yehuda makes the gzera of asechlu fevikim shtaris dam. Itmar nami Rabbi Yehuda shnayim sheviu gem dinas ayam bana lemachlokis Rabbi Yehuda rabban. If the get is brought by two people, so it's machlokis Rabbi Yehuda rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda is going to be mekel, rabbanan is going to be machmir. However, according to the lishna achrina, we're not going to allow, according to the rabbanan, two people once they bring a get say that simply because now there's two and there's eidim mitzuyin lekaimo, we're going to be mekel. No, says Rabba. Rabba says we still have to be machmir due to lishma. And even if it's going to be la'achar shalomdu, we have a concern, according to the Rabbanan, of Shema Yachzir Hadavar Likukulo. So hence, we conclude today's daf with a very important set of rules. Number one, according to the opinion of Rabba, the Rabbanan are going to say, anytime you have a get with an inappropriate amira, even if they know the halachos of lishma, bang, it's going to be possible according to Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree. We've also seen that in any instance, both according to Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, you can't say just simply b'fanai nechtam. One of the reasons that the Gemara gives on Tezayin Amabez as well as on Gimel Amid Aleph is asi l'chlufe b'kiyum shtaros, that we're afraid that if we're going to allow one aid say b'fanai nechtam, people are going to think that kiyum shtaros, you need two aidim. Working backwards and chazering today's daf, that was the machlokis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Again, a machlokis amoroyim, two lishonos in the Gemara, of whether when two people bring a get, you have to say b'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam. The previous explanation we had given was according to the Amora that says that you do, even if two people are bringing it. There is a more lenient opinion that says the only concern is that we say b'fanai nechtam because we're concerned there aren't going to be eidim around when the Baal is going to protest. And in an instance where there are two eidim around, we don't require b'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam, because even if the Baal is going to protest, so then he's around, the two eidim will be around to reject the claim of the Baal. Tosis on Daf Beis and Mebeis questions this idea. At the end of the day, Tosis asks, but at the end of the day, how do you know that the two Edim are going to be around forever? Frek the Heilige Tosis, Atu be Kipa, Tosis asks. You're going to lock them in jail? All right, that's for learning Bi'iyun. No, guys learn Bi'iyun. You remember a good answer? Okay. So that's Tosis Kasha. Working backwards, we saw that Rav Chisda had introduced an idea all the way back on Tezvav and Aleph. The Rav Chisda introduced this idea, O kulo b'kiyum aget, O b'takanas chachamim. And the Gemara gives another example of where we say, O zeh, O zeh. First example the Gemara gave is when you have mechitzas, you either use the in Hilchos Shabbos, the walls of a pit or the dirt that's on top of a pit. But you can't combine both of them. Oza, oza. Gemara tells us we don't pass like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is very black and white. No! You can combine. You can combine. Then Gemara says, oh, you could combine. What about combining two different Atilsi dimes? That you say that half of the water was on half of the hand and you didn't have water on the other half. What about combining for that? And then the Gemara tells us that could be it works if it's Tofet Latvia, Chalach Lemaisa. We said it's Machloikis between the Rambam and others, the Shulchan Aruch, the Paskins, the Kula, among Avram says, Bechoshish for the tour, that's Machmir Lechatchila, Bidiyevit, in a case where Yosef needs water, not to drink, but he needs water, let's say in the army, that they need water because they want to conserve. So for Hilchos Tilos Sedaim, maybe there's room to be Makel. We were introduced some fascinating Gezeris. Wow. That the halacha is that a person who goes to the mikvah can't take a shower afterwards. Ayin halacha from the Daily Daf 3 years ago, how we paskin halacha lemaisa there. And then we had seen the halacha also of Tisha Kabim, that it could very well be that we know that there is halacha that if a person's sick, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah even in the time of Ezra when you couldn't learn Torah after a person was a Baal Keri. What happens about combining the Tisha Kabim, 4.5 Kabim poured on top of him, 4.5 Kabim in the bathtub, so that the Gemara leaves off as a Tishbi Atar Skishus Vyabai. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Tezayin in Maseches Kitten.